Welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, you're listening to The Sound of Atlanta Remixed with your girl, Saga Marie Blue. You guys, I'm so excited to be coming to you with my third episode. They're not long and, you know, but they're worth listening to. Today, I want to come to you about, we're going to start our edition of Loving You. A lot of us have learn to love others more than we love ourselves, and we become enfractured with who we truly are. Over the past couple of years living in the state of Georgia, I've been here for about 17 years now, and it has been a journey like no other. I have learned that I stopped loving myself because I actually was trying to accommodate other people to like me, to care about me, and to fit in. And I one day woke up and said, no. And that was the best no ever said and my ears could hear. That no represented me saying, I don't have enough time. I won't make enough time. There is no time for people who in your life that are abusive or mentally, physically, or what have you. A no is powerful. It stops you from being around people who don't really like you, who tolerate you, who don't celebrate you. So a no is powerful. Once I learned the word no, I also learned the words, two of them, I am. I start to say, I am very smart. I am intelligent. I am beautiful. I am worthy. And those words, those two words, I am, and the rest after that, you become. So I've learned a lot being here in the state of Georgia and learning to love myself. Now, is it easy? No, those are days where you slip into your trenches and you doubt yourself. But there's also days where you also come out and the sun is still shining and you're still able to love more of you because you got through the storm that put you back in that trench. A lot of people use the term fake it till you make it. And it's okay to fake it till you make it because if you keep manifesting in your heart what you want to become, therefore you become. That's why I'm really big on people calling out judgment, saying that, you know, I have assertive attitude. So they'll come and say you're mean. And it bothers me for the simple fact that saying that I'm mean and I'm hearing it actually doesn't make me better. It actually makes me worse. And I have to be open to that situation. So let me get that clear. You really have to be open to the situation. And for someone to continually throw judgment on you, thinking they know you. And let's be clear, no one ever knows of each other. They know of each other. And that's where a lot of us get that mistake. And you can only say that when you know yourself truly. When you know yourself truly, you won't allow people's conversation to invade your space, your spiritual space, your emotional space, your physical space. You won't allow that. You will actually be upset in regards to what you hear people say they think about you, which is opinion, and it really shouldn't matter. As the world famous transformational speaker Lisa Nichols says, another person's opinion is none of your business. And that's how we have to go through life. I'm really, really excited about a lot of things that I have learned about myself. I moved away from the religion sect and really concentrate myself in the spiritual sect. And I know that it takes a lot of work because on either sect, you are going to be tested and you're going to be tried and the trials and tribulations are going to come and you think that you can handle it because you figure that you're in another realm. Well, it takes more than just thinking. It takes skill. It takes movement and activity to actually come with yourself and love yourself. I would love to sit in a room with Miss Oprah Winfrey and find out how human she truly is. She's such a great idol to me, an icon, because to me, her having her talk show is amazing. Of all the people's lives that she's touched. But I want to know if she's human because, and the reason why I say this for my own experience, because people will be around me and they never see me cry. And as soon as they see me shed a tear, they automatically believe that is weakness within myself. Oh, she's weak. She's really human. No, I'm really human because I do cry. And I would really want to sit and have a conversation with Oprah because I know that her past really ignited her to become the person that she is. That's what it's all about. You won't connect the dots going forward. You'll connect the dots going backwards. And people fail to realize that. They always want to look forward. Oh, I connect this, connect. No, when you look back at your life, you'll actually say, that's why that happened. And let's connect that. This is why this is going on. Let's connect that. And that'll be a true meaning of what your purpose is in this life. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about loving ourselves and being just a wonderful person altogether. I'll be back. Let's get into this music and I'll be right back. Stay tuned. Tell a friend to tell a friend. I am on all podcasts platforms. This is the Sound of Atlanta Remixed. Loving yourself. To the Sound of Atlanta Remix, where we talk about love, life, and relationships. Tonight, we're talking about loving yourself. Now, we all hear podcasts that says, hey, you need to love yourself. You need to be this way. You need to be that way. You need to be this. You're supposed to be that. Let me explain something to you. What you're supposed to do is wake up in the morning and be grateful. That's what you're supposed to do. And let everything else move in harmony. Now, are there going to be rough days? Yes, they are. I experienced those almost too much sometimes in my life, but I have to always say that all is well. And that's one word that you can put in your book of phrases, all is well. And all is well will take you through the day, because if you continue to say all is well, no matter what happened, you will be okay. And that's part of loving yourself. It's not a perfect situation. That's what we have to get to understand, that it's not a perfect situation. And be damned to those person who or persons that believe that you're supposed to be a certain type of way. This year, 2019, I made no resolutions like I usually do. I stopped making resolutions back in 2000 and I believe one, when I realized that resolutions are either going to be null and void by January 15th, or you're just going to forget about them the next 24 hours. I used to make resolutions. Oh, I'm going to stop cursing and I'll be doggone at midnight. I have cursed after because somebody has did something or said something, or I'm excited. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to be hard on myself. I'm going to stop making resolutions and set goals. Everything is a process. A habit actually takes 21 days. So if you're into breaking the habit, start today. And if you fail today, enjoy that fail and start tomorrow. Always start over. Don't beat yourself up. And don't be the type of person that takes that anger into the next day. Because honestly, you and a cancer patient that has 6 months to live have the same amount of time to live. And we're back. Thank you for tuning in to the Sound of Atlanta Remix with your girl Saga Blue. And I am going to wrap this thing up because, you know, I don't like my podcasts to be long. But let me go over and say this, that loving yourself takes time. It is a journey. I don't want you to sit there and say that I'm supposed to love myself automatically. Some people have that gift. They can do it because that's because they haven't been through too much. But those of us that have been through the trenches and continue to go through the trenches and that are fighting with ourselves, oh, baby, love yourself. Give yourself an opportunity to breathe. Don't beat yourself up about your past. Don't beat yourself up about your future because you don't know it. Be the light to somebody that is dark. Wake up every morning grateful. Have love in your heart. If you don't have it for anybody else, have it for yourself. And it will shine through. Love yourself so much that when you look in the mirror, you do not understand why you're smiling when it's just you in the room. Why people cannot gravitate and understand your bubbly side, your aura. They can't penetrate it. It's because you love yourself way too much. Why you won't tolerate being tolerated, but you accept being celebrated. Your senses will tell you the genuine people around you, and you'll learn to say no. And you will learn to let go. I am going to sign off and you guys have a wonderful day. This day, loving yourself. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Sound of Atlanta Remix. Have a wonderful day and remember, love and light.